you know, you have things you enjoy, and because I enjoy, you know, looking at trains, maybe recording numbers, you know.
What are you going to do with the record of numbers that you have?
I put them on my computer.
Of course you do. For what purpose?
Well, you know, it's just the achievement of having spotted every train in operation, you know, in the British Isles.
And then you're going to do what with the numbers?
Just, you know, masturbate and not
yeah,
masturbate.
I think you have something to do.
Gee, can you believe that?
Get lost, you...
Boy.
Yeah, I know this is my last show, but let's not get too carried away. You see, I almost got... almost like... They wouldn't have let me back what I almost just said. Another heavy Brit. Hello?
Hello?
Well, where have you been?
I pressed the wrong button here.
Would you please sort your knob out?
Oh, dear. Right, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Yes, right. I was listening to your show a couple of nights ago about train spotters.
Yes.
And I know a person at train spots.
Really?
I know what he's got in his bag.
Now, I'm big. You see, this is like, you know, hello, doctor, I've got a friend who has a problem. Yeah, right. Am I expected to believe this? What's in your bag?
No, it's not me, but I know a person.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what's in his bag, then? I'll go along with it. Why not?
Well...
No, because... I'm curious, you know, because you see train spotters, and they're like, did I catch it? Fortunately, yes. The dump button is just my favorite toy. Haven't had to use it in a little while, you chronic asshole. Glasgow.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm just waiting to talk about Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
And that's how they've just opened their door to the public.
Yep.
And it's like...
Uh-huh. Just couldn't control himself. Never mind.
I've got a joke for you. Just a little one. Not funny.
Well, it's not funny. Well, then, moving right along.
There was this queer guy walking down...
Oh, get lost.
Any fun playing the Skids?
The Skids? Good idea. Yeah, you have. That's true.
I had to play Batman last night.
Yeah. Batman is back on Channel 4 on Monday at 6, I think.
Do you know what Adam West and Burt Ward were poofs?
What, did you know that you're a moron? I've just got some pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, I'm just going to eat it while you go ahead.
All right, well, I just thought you'd like to respond to that guy from earlier in that band called March or Die, whatever it's called.
Oh, Jesus, this has got ham in it.
Oh, ham?
I'm a vegetarian for crying out loud.
What?
Oh, Christ. Next time, this was a veggie one.
Get some cheese on toast on whatever.
If you're listening in the kitchen, can I have a slice of veggie pizza? Ham is not a vegetarian item. You know, what can I say? Ham comes from a pig. Since when has pigs been a vegetable? Jesus! I haven't eaten any meat for about 10 years, and suddenly I've got like a mouthful of dead pig. I'm sorry, sir. I got all emotional
Thank
there
you.
For a second, but can you believe it?
I'll sort it out, son.
Isn't this nice? Here we are all together. Did you bring sandwiches?
No, I've just had a cold sausage, actually, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. A cold one?
I have, yeah.
Really? Well, your boyfriend's dead, is he? I gotta go.
And me.
Bye. Yeah, I think so. I'm getting way out of control, aren't I? Reading.
Hello there, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right. My name's Brian. I'm from the Reading branch of Anarchism. And I just want to say to you, it's good to see free speech on the air, man.
Free speech?
Yeah. I mean, like, free speech, like, say what you want, feel what you have to feel, you know?
Yeah.
You're speechless, I've done it.
No, I just
I've
thought...
made Nick Abbott speechless.
No, I just thought there definitely had to be more.
No, there is more, there is more. Who was that prat earlier? Someone was going on about something outrageous. And I've forgotten what it is now because I'm drunk. Never mind. Next person.
Yeah, next. See, now he was great. He knew he'd lost it and he just, like, left. Okay, where are we? Like your show, good music, good chat. But why do you talk so quick? You can't say the address slower. Please stop keeping so big head. Who the hell do you think you are? No, I'm reading it as she wrote it, okay? If it doesn't make any sense, then don't blame me. You've have a head like Birin head. No, I don't know either. You are a rusty head prick, you stick, you fat pig. From Cindy Wright, Steve... And this is not me explaining, this is how it's written underneath. From Cindy Wright, Steve Wright, wife. This unhinged person sent me a letter before saying how great Steve Wright was, and in the end she said, from she signed herself, from Steve Wright's wife. I hate you, the letter continues. 3 exclamation marks. You red-headed plonker. And then over, bet you don't say anything about this on your show. You're absolutely right, you sad, pathetic loser. Scotland.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. I rang up earlier on, actually, about UFO sightings.
About UFO?
Yes, UFO sightings in Scotland.
Sightings? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said something different for a second there.
No.
You got me very nervous just for a moment.
It's okay.
Okay.
Literally, we got back from the pub this evening. I actually live in Edinburgh, but I'm staying with someone here in Inverness. And we just come back from the pub, and we just can't believe it. Everywhere there's people shiting things. There's people, sorry?
Kinghorn.
Hi there, because...
There's another unlikely sounding place. Kinghorn?
Aye. Kinghorn.
Okay.
I'd just like to talk about an article in a girl magazine. I just found it in my sister's room. It's about sweating.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I have sweat patches under my arms no matter what the weather's like. I've tried all sort of antiperspirants and I shower daily, neither of which seem to...
Try and compose yourself and call me back, okay?
Get your finger off, lady!
Uh-oh.
What's the difference between a woman and a fridge?
I hesitate to ask, what is the difference between a woman... and a fridge.
The fridge doesn't fart when you take the meat out.
He didn't say that, did he?
Give us a call, 0645 101 101. My name's Paul Ross, with you till 2 in the morning, sitting in for the great Nick Abbott. On the line right here, right now, we've got Lee, another Scottish caller from Glasgow. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to share with us?
Long live Virgin.
Pardon?
Long live Virgin.
Now, what do you want to share with us?
I hope the station manager listened to that, by the way.
Pardon?
I hope the station manager was listening
I'm
to
sure
that.
They did. They're counting my every syllable, Lee, so I'm erring on the side of caution. Because normally I'm a stranger to nighttime controversy, and I hope...
What is this LBC crap, anyway? What is this about this?
Lee, I hope you're going to be gentle with me, Lee. I thought you were going to talk about women DJs, Lee.
I just wanted to get that wee point in.
You made your point, Lee.
We've got to stand by the... You know, this bureaucratic nonsense, you know.
The man who pushes the envelope. We know his name and we're going to stand by him. Oh, good man. Now, why are you ringing me tonight?
Just wanted to have a bit of a bitch about censorship.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Why, basically? I mean, I've got an off button on my radio, hasn't everybody else?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about dear old Nick's demise, not demise, I mean, there is a contract out on him, but they're not a fan of it. No, I mean, I think he's being reprimanded, and in the form of a mild slap on the legs at the moment, and obviously the management here having a bit of an inquest about what to do. I suppose there's two things. You're right that people can turn the radio off, but I don't think on this case that it's... the offensiveness, necessarily, and I haven't heard what Nick did, but the offensiveness, I think it's basically just that, and we can't take calls on Nick after this one
from
Pete, but I think it's basically that actually there are regulations, broadcasting regulations in this country.
It's like anything, it's like the Derek and Clive video, yeah?
But that's slightly different, isn't it, because you buy that and choose to put it on in your own home.
Yeah, that's right,
but that
people
doesn't also
to listen to radio for certain reasons.
But it doesn't contravene any of either the laws of the land or broadcasting guidelines. And like everybody else, if you run a butcher shop, Pete, and you sell meat that's, you know, riddled with maggots, you're going to be closed down. Now, I'm not saying that Nick is riddled with maggots, by any means, but...
I've never seen him, I can't pass comment on that.
But what does happen, of course, is you get a radio frequency on the understanding you will abide by certain broadcasting standards, and whether or not Nick has exceeded them, the management here are erring on the side of caution, possibly, and are saying, right, well, okay, there's a possibility that some guidelines were transgressed, and we're going to put a bit of a pause button on Nick for the moment, and we'll have an inquest.
Yeah, it's like on television, you get these things that come up and say, this programme may offend. You know, I mean, that's fair enough. People know that if they might be offended by it, they can turn it off. I mean, that sort of censorship I agree with. personal censorship. I mean, we're not... People aren't stupid. People can make up their own minds about things.
Well, as I say, it's a difference between having a... and again, it sounds like I'm saying Nick is childish, but, you know, if you've got a kid, you want kids to say what they think. But every now and again, they'll say something you think, don't say that. And it's not big and it's not clever.
Well, yeah,
and they have a bit of an inquest into it. And that's all. And I'm afraid I have to say I've got to put a moratorium on the old Nick phone calls. He's a dear, sweet man, my spiritual brother, and fingers crossed.
Yes, we love him. Bring
okay,
him back.
We love him. And you love me as well, don't you, Pete?
Oh, absolutely.
Milne Row.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well then.
Yes?
Yep.
No, I was just saying, I've never heard of it. Where is it?
Well, it's near Rochdale.
Okay.
It's quite famous, really.
Oh, yeah, really famous. That's the thing about Milne Row.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it's quite, yeah. Well, I suppose you think probably it's out in the sticks. But then again, I'm not on about where, you know, where we are, where we aren't. Thinking about this Olympic bid, Jazz, you know.
Yes.
And it's a load of bull in there.
A load of?
Bull, yeah.
There's a load of?
Bullshit, then, if you want.
All right, okay.
The idea of male and female and the concept of God is irrelevant. I mean, it's because God is not either. He is neither.
He is neither.
Well, she is neither.
See, now you said it. 0645 101 101. Now, how on earth do you pronounce this? Kirkintilloch. How's that?
Hi there, Nick.
Was that good?
Yeah, not bad.
Kirkintilloch.
Yeah.
Great.
I have to ask you.
You have to ask me?
I just have to ask
somebody
you.
Somebody is holding a gun to your head.
No, this is on behalf of your female audience.
Right.
Was Kirkintilloch a bigger mouthful than your penis?
She didn't say that, did she?
But first, I'd have to say my name because I'm a very famous man in Aberdeen. My name is Jim Thorburn, and this year's edition of Oor Willy is about Fat Bob, he smokes pot, and Oor Willy has got AIDS.
Okay. See you later, up yours too. What record label do they record for?
I don't even know, but they have brought out so many good records.
Well, listen, go to your record shop, find out what record label it's on, write to the record label, and they'll tell you all the information you need. Trust me.
Nick, I do.
You
won't come in my mouth?
What?
Well, it's the CC.
No, I think that we have to leave that call right there, and not a moment too soon. West Lothian.
Hello, Nick.
Where did that come from? Talk about going off at a tangent. Have you ever heard anything like that?
So I met this girl. She asked me my name. I says, yeah, my name's Graham. So I was like, yeah, fucking fine, getting on there well. Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Hi. And so she says to me, you want to dance? She says...
Oh. I see. Can't do that. I don't know why I let go on for what, more than 1-2 seconds. Dewsbury is listening to that radio and will be with us when the 7-second delay hits them like a sledgehammer in the back of the head. Yes.
Hello, how are you doing, Nick?
I was doing a lot better till I took this call.
I'm sorry. But I just want to point out about... I just want to know if you know how much Chris Eubank's clothes cost.
You want to know...
No, I want...
If I know...
Yeah.
How much Chris Eubank's clothes cost.
Yeah.
Yes. I better take some of these calls, because they're mounting at each other in some cases. 0645 101 101 Newcastle.
Hiya, Nick.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Great.
Yeah, just a quick thing. I run a restaurant here, and I just want to know why people won't leave at the end of the night.
Must be the convivial atmosphere you're creating there, sir.
Yeah, but there's only like two of them. And they finish their meal, they finish the drinks, finish the desserts, and they just sit.
Is it a couple?
It is.
See, they're delaying the inevitable. Because as soon as they get up and leave, they know that... is about to happen, and it could be the very first time.
Well, I mean, the lights are down, nobody's watching.
Oh, you mean that they could do it right there in front of you?
Yeah, well, you know.
They could scatter the condiments.
That's what they're waiting for.
Please, whenever you're doing it, use a condiment at all times.
Fair enough.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Tell them to get lost.
I know, I just wondered if your listeners had any ideas how you could get rid of them, you know, without offending them. You've turned the lights down.
Like a sort of an anti-chat-up line.
Yeah, you've swept the floor.
Maybe we should have some more chat-up lines, because there was only a couple and they were pretty sad. Like, of the order of, you know, like Mark Knopfler.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you and me, babe. How about it?
Why not, eh?
Yeah. Hey, you two. Get out.
Yeah.
We're closing now. Have you tried putting the chairs on the tables and sweeping beneath their feet?
We've mopped the floor.
Absolutely, yeah. Really? Yeah. You really mopped the floor?
Yeah, the sign is up.
Definitely. Are they listening to this right now?
Yep.
Can you bring them to the phone? Bring one of them to the phone.
Okay, hang on.
Great. A little accompanying music, I think. The last two in the... See, it's only 11:30. You'd think that he would let them, It's a bit early to be closing a restaurant.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, now, are you one of the party on table 13?
Yeah.
You know who this is? Oh, I better tell you who this... my name is Nick Abbott, and I'm doing a phone-in show on Virgin 1215, and you're on the air right now. See, the owner of the rest... How long have you been in the restaurant?
We got here about 9:30.
9:30? That's 2 hours. See, now he's trying to close up. And he's, because he's running a good business, okay? And, like, he's a very nice chap, and he's got a convivial atmosphere going. But basically, he just wants you to get the hell out. Because he's trying to close up.
We've paid?
Yeah, you've paid, but you see, you're keeping the man up. Don't you get it? When you're running a restaurant, you have to get up really early in the morning because you have all these vegetables to chop.
It's his job.
Yeah, it's... Oh, see, I don't think I like your attitude.
No.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Go on, then.
Is this a first date?
No. About 3 weeks now.
Oh, you've been going out 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Go on, then.
Have you managed to, yet?
I don't think she can hear the radio.
No, she can't.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're delaying the, inevitable. You're not, like, a little bit nervous about leaving because you know that as soon as you do, may happen at any time.
No.
So why is it taking so long to leave?
Well, I mean, it's just the way it goes.
Wouldn't you rather, be doing a spot of in-out, in-out?
Oh, I've missed the bus.
You missed the bus. What a very romantic mode of transport you're using this evening.
Oh, well, you know.
So what do you plan to do? Stay there until the bus route starts again in the morning?
Well, I suppose we'd leave eventually.
No, come on. Can you give me a vague area of, you know, a vague time you expect to leave?
I don't know, 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes?
Seems he's done this to me.
Has he given you, like, all the coffee you need and, like, the, Waffle Thin Mint?
Well, I don't know. I can't see. The lights are off.
He's turned the lights off? You are just not getting these hints that he's throwing at you. He's put the chairs on the tables and he's swept beneath your feet. He turned the lights off?
Yeah,
what does he need to do? Start the sprinkler system?
Well, I mean, we got the hint. It's just... You know, it takes time.
Okay, listen, time to go.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, mate.
Newcastle.
Hiya, Nick.
Hello.
I was on the phone to you last night, the restaurant with the two people that wouldn't leave.
Oh, yeah. So, this is great. Like, isn't this like a soap opera, this show? So tell me, because the guy seemed to be a little upset.
Well, he was so upset, I got a letter of complaint this afternoon.
Tell him to screw off.
It's quite a stroppy letter.
Really? Read it to me.
Okay, it starts off, for the attention of the restaurant manager, I wish to register my extreme annoyance further than my visit to your restaurant last night. The humiliation felt by myself and my girlfriend was at the least extreme. Not only was the manager rude in hinting he would like to leave, he then informed me of a telephone call which purported to be being broadcast on national radio, whereby I was insulted and told to get lost.
Me? Would I say that?
Probably.
Yeah.
And he finishes, I would welcome your explanation of these events as I am to seek legal advice as regards the distress suffered.
Oh, yeah.
Yours faithfully.
Listen, tell him, eat this. Okay?
Welcome.
That is incredible. What a pain in the ass. I would alert every restaurant in the town to keep an eagle eye out.
You know, do we need this hassle?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How much of a tip did he leave?
Nothing! All that effort and nothing.
I think you're well rid of that bloke.
You know, we get him national publicity and he, you know, just left.
What a complete bastard. Is there any question about that?
Well, he stayed 20 minutes after you told him to go.
I bet he did, yeah.
Just to rub it in.
See, what you need is...
A big stick.
Well, no, what you need is a temperamental chef.
With a big knife?
Yeah. Come out in the kitchen and give him what for... Chop his vegetables right up.
That's a bit of an incentive, I suppose.
Yeah, and if that guy's listening, listen, why don't you complain directly to the radio authority about me, okay? Because everybody else, they have a whole separate department just for me. Right to the Bruno Brooks Complaints Department, Radio Authority, London, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Listen, the best of luck.
Cheers then, Nick.
I would get together with the restaurant owners in that town. Like, distribute his picture. His just general description.
Yeah, getting barred.
Yeah.
Why not?
Frost his ass. Thanks.
Cheers then.
Bye-bye. What a story. I just love the way these stories just keep coming back at you. Like that. Basildon. From a list of topics, none of which I really wanted to talk about, let's have this one. Basildon. Speak to me or be gone by the time the tick goes.
Hello, Nick.
Okay.
Hello, Nick. You're talking about the media.
Yeah.
I had delusions of radio being the last uncorrupted medium, but you're not convincing me too well that is the case.
What does that mean?
Did you sell out somewhere, Nick, or are you promoting the message that you set out to do when you was a young aspiring radio presenter?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll better go then.
No, wait a minute, explain. Did I sold out by doing what?
I don't know. Are you promoting a message that you feel is worthy?
What message is that?
To us, your people.
Yeah, but what message are you talking about?
A healthy one. And not what people are spreading on their yellow pages and what Richard and Judy are doing. Like, you know, it seems irrelevant to me.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing is, like, I'm telling you what happened on the Richard and Judy show.
No, I'd just like to hear more. As I was saying, I thought that radio was probably the last chance we had of, you know, being educated by you wiser people, like, you know, and it seems to me...
Are you listening to this show to be educated? I think you have made the common mistake. This is not the Open University, sir. You've obviously tuned into the wrong program.
You've sold out, Nick.
Yeah, goodbye. I've sold out. Yeah, whatever the hell that means. Does anybody have the faintest idea what that guy was talking about?
No.
Anybody at all?
No.
Dunfermline.
Hi, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Am I going out of my mind, or was that guy a complete arsehole?
He was, sounded drunk to me, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Definitely a complete arsehole.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to check before I went any further. There was a bloke on Virgin 1215. He's the ugliest bastard you've ever seen. He takes your calls, plays with his balls, and he's quite funny as well. What? What?
Right, well, that's...
No, talking to the microphone. Jeez. His big chance, and he doesn't even speak in the mic. Why don't you just do the show from the building across the square there?
Well, because I didn't know you'd turn this one on. Right, this is Virgin 1215. You just heard In Excess, and that was The Gift. And,
this is his big chance, and he's blowing it big time. Go ahead.
Swansea. Hello, Swansea. Swansea's gone, so isn't that a line three? Nick, could you get me a coffee, please? Reading.
What is Reading?
Reading.
Hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to, Clint or Nick?
Yes.
Which one?
Clint.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying. This is Clint.
That's Nick, isn't it?
No.
Come on.
Noise not courtesy of me. So, what are you phoning up about, then?
You know what I'm phoning up about.
Well, I know, but the listeners don't know. You've got to tell us.
Oh, it's about my dreams of Nick last night.
Right.
Oh, wait, I don't think we want to deal with this.
No, it's clean.
I know it is, because I heard him in the background.
Go on, then.
Well, you know, I'm really...
Well, the listeners don't know.
I'm embarrassed. Well, I had a dream about Nick last night, and I was in New York. And because he keeps going on about the card that is sent out with his picture on with a big nose, I was in New York and we were in this record shop. And he was flicking through the tape, and he had a friend with him, but I didn't really get a look at his friend. And I was flicking through the LPs.
Get her off! Get her off!
and then I got arrested. Not for looking at Nick, though, because my history file, some of the notes were incorrect. But when I was looking at him, because I don't know what he looks like, the picture that I had in my mind, well, my dream, was he was, like, really handsome.
Well, not everything is true, you know, in dreams.
But he had this big nose, you know. Cause
some of them are.
Some of his noses are big. How many has he got?
No. Some things in dreams are true.
Can I step in here just for a second, because I think this show's going right down the pan.
It's good. It's better without you, Nick.
Okay.
Can you take a vacation?
Well, actually, yeah, he might be, so...
You're going to stand in for him.
I'm putting in a bid for right now.
Could you speak into the microphone, please, Nick, because the lovely listeners...
It's not my show.
Okay, anyway, Swansea. Sorry, Reading. Do you have anything else to say?
Don't be so damn rude.
Can you keep up the good work? And can you, like, pay for him to have a holiday?
We'll see what we can do. Thanks very much, okay?
Excuse me, can I just say one more thing?
Okay, there's always one more thing, isn't there?
Your voice is much more sexy than his.
Okay, that's it. Get out. Out.
Well, I want you to do the phones one night.
Never, not a chance. Get out now.
Good night.
Bye.
Edinburgh.
Hello, Mr. Abbott. I'm a boring old fart, and this is what I need is pension.
Stockport.
She was bloody weird.
Yes.
She was bloody weird. Bloody. I can say that, can't I?
You can say it three times, but you say it again, you'll be gone.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Anyway, will you ask the Scottish people to stop ringing in? Because I can't understand a bloody word they're saying.
Yeah, right. Does this call get better?
Yes. I was ringing up your show, and I said, can I be slagged off? And the bloke on the other end said, yeah, you're an asshole. So I said, no, on the air. I don't know what kind of staff you employ down there.
I have got no idea. He's getting really carried away. He's doing my work for me. Let me just underline the fact, sir, you are an arsehole. Glasgow.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you know that Meatloaf song?
Yeah, I do, absolutely. Can you be a little more specific?
Anything I do, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yes.
Well, what do you think that is? I think it's a thesis. My man thinks it's been a firecracker.
And you think, I didn't understand anything you just said. What? You think it's a what?
I think it's a threesome, right?
A threesome?
Aye. My man thinks it's wearing frilly knickers. My dad thinks it's bondage. My sister, she's spaced out. She thinks it's murder. What do you think?
I have got no idea and could care less. Isn't it answered in the lyrics of the song?
Aye. What do you think it is?
Didn't you just ask me that question?
Aye.
Did I not just answer it?
Aye, aye, okay.
And so you asked me it again?
Aye, what do you think it is?
Yeah, a third time. Gotta go.
What do you think it is? I never heard you.
A fourth time. Jeez, I don't know. I could care less. Hello, Glasgow.
Yeah?
Hello.
How long
have you been waiting?
Too long.
Okay.
All right.
See, that's the answer that's required.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, tough. There's one thing to say. Right.
What?
Donkey!
See, now, I ditched this guy in Great Yarmouth for that.
You see?
What an idiot. Would you like me to play Russian roulette on the end? Just, like, open the first one I've got and read it right out. Dear... Well, it doesn't actually say, Nick. It's close. Just a small prick. Dear... I don't know what to do. I'm an 83-year-old woman, and I think I'm addicted to the taste of dog semen. I don't think I can read that one out. That one's got to hit the bin immediately. Bournemouth.
Hello?
Chronic. Yes, hello.
Are you my fan?
Am I your fan?
You're my fan, I have to say. Irene de Chevalier here. And I'm rather concerned, actually, I have to say, at what's been going on this evening. Scotty, has he got a good inside leg measurement or something? Because... to be honest with you, he may be great, but unless he's good in bed, then he's got nothing on me.
Really?
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
No, no flies on you?
No, no flies on me. I've given 75 years to the acting and singing business and a bit of prostitution in between, I have to admit, all right? I don't even get my own dressing room. I don't get my own dressing room. I get nothing. What's going on?
That's what I thought immediately I took this call. What's going on?
What's going on? You don't know me? Have you never seen me before? Have you not heard of me before? I, Irene de Chevalier? No? Are you stunned?
Yes, stunned and amazed.
You are stunned and amazed.
One of the seldom times in my life when I'm actually, like, lost for words.
I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad you're lost for words. Because most people bow down to me, kiss my feet when they see me. You know what I mean?
Really? Well, you can bow down and kiss my ass. Looks like there's a homophobic asshole on line one.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're, like, if you're totally abnormal, like, you've got two sort of fathers... It's absolutely disgusting.
If you're totally abnormal, it's absolutely disgusting. Why is it? Why is it disgusting? You say that it is. Why is it?
It's disgusting because you need. I mean, the way sort of everyone's brought up is unnatural for a start. Sort of two blokes to be together.
Why is it?
Because it's just all sort of blokes. Blokes are made for women rather than blokes made for blokes. It's just not unnatural.
It's unnatural. What does that mean? It's unnatural.
Well, it's not natural for a sort of a man to fancy a man, is it?
It is for 10% of the population.
Well, I mean, it's not natural for, it's just not natural.
You know what's not natural?
What is that?
For an arsehole to speak.
Yeah.
So can I just first say that James Whale is without doubt the greatest broadcaster in the history of the universe. He's a fabulous man, and I love him dearly like, a brother.
Yeah.
But not in a sexual way. And just as a balance to that, can I say that he's the biggest steaming turd burger on the face of the planet?
Yeah, that's about more accurate.
Was it brown?
Something, I'll tell you. I don't know.
You almost said it there. You almost said the dump word.
No.
Yes, you did.
I bet not quite. I wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
Yes.
Anyway, before I go...
Yes.
What's the difference between a soft porn mag and a circus trapeze act?
What is the difference between a porno mag and a circus trapeze act?
I know you got a drink, so I don't get this wrong.
Uh-oh.
Well, a circus trapeze act is a cunning array of stunts.
Ah! See ya.
Bye-bye.
It always is so scary. Now, this is bizarre. What's going on here? Rainbow Radio?
Hello?
What is...
Well, we just thought we'd return...
No, wait a minute. You're feeding me back, and I'm hearing myself like half a second after I speak, which is, like, really screwing me up.
Right.
Take me off, because I can't handle it.
Okay, taking you off. Hang on.
Excellent.
Hang on, we're taking... How's that?
That's much better, yeah.
That's much better. How are you?
What is going on? What's Rainbow Radio?
We're a radio station in the north of Essex, and we broadcast from a boat on Gosfield Lake, believe it or not.
Wait a second. Is this a legal or a pirate?
A bit of each, really.
Now, what does that mean? Because I can't be on a professional radio station. The radio authority would go apoplectic if they knew that I was even... thinking about, let alone talking to, a pirate radio station.
Well,
so let
case,
me clear this up right now.
So legal, it is unbelievable. We've been on for a year and a half
in
the north of Essex and broadcasting good music to the people and basically what Virgin's doing, but of course on FM, which you can't do
now, it. Now, what did you mean that it's half legal and half not? What does that mean?
Well, we're as legal as we can be.
What does that mean, though?
It means we don't actually possess a license at the moment.
So you are a pirate?
Unfortunately so.
Well, I can't put you on the air, mate, because that's got to be against the law.
Why not?
It's not me. I would like to talk to you until the cows come home. I would like to talk to you until they come home. And have their teats fondled the next morning.
Well,
I can't actually hear,
so we're not on the air at the moment?
No, you're on the air.
Yeah, but you're chickening out from the 1215 transmitters.
What does that mean?
Well, you're not on the air. Are you playing music at the moment?
No, I'm not. We're on the air now.
Superb.
But don't you understand? It's like I'm under enough pressure as it is from the powers that be who run radio in this country. They have virtually had to take on extra staff just to deal with a complaint since I came on the air. If I suddenly was like putting pirate radio stations on the air...
Oh, you just done it!
Are you serious?
You just done it.
Yeah, but that's because I didn't know what I... But so no change there, right? I didn't know what I was doing. Your Honor.
Excellent.
I've got to take you off, mate.
No, seriously.
Don't say no to me. I've got to take you off.
Can we not just whack one jingle out across 12:15 for you? Just to let the people know what they're missing?
Oh, so in other words, I'm going to, like, advertise another station which is in competition with us? Yeah. You are absolutely out of your mind. And the best of luck. And just to balance that, let me say, I hope you go out of business instantly. And I just have to say that for balance, by the way, because as you know, this show is unbalanced at the best of times. Stratford-on-Avon.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
How are you?
Now, do you think that I got away with that? Because... It wouldn't surprise me at all if that was, like, so against the law that they just had to sack me. They would have, like, no choice.
Well, what can you do? What can you do?
Exactly.
We've got a guy at What's Face Ronnie who insists bringing a sheep to work.
A sheep?
A sheep.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with that?
Well, apart from the mess that makes my sweat shoes... Not a lot.
Listen, it's a perfect companion because once he's through boffing it, he can eat it. No problem.
What it is, Nick, it's the jumpers they
It's economically... see, it's like that woman said with the soap powder commercial.
Uh-huh.
It's like he feels that he's doing his bit for the environment because it's, you know, it's no waste.
Well, it's a waste when he gets a hold of it, believe me.
Yes. What, in other words, you fancy his sheep?
I'm jealous.
And he's not good enough for it, right?
He won't share it.
Now, what does the sheep think about this? Has he discussed having extra marital relationships?
Well...
Or has he made the decision unilaterally?
Well, it gives the rest of his eye. I mean, but... Oh, how can I put it? It's just very selfish.
How can you put it? I would just, like, try being very careful and buying it some, I don't know, what do sheep's like?
Biodegradable.
Biodegradable what?
Washing powder.
So sheep's like that? This conversation is so bizarre, I just can't even begin to tell you.
You heard them, these children phoning, oh dear God, the other night I nearly passed out. That fellow was having sex with a sheep and now, this is going to try other youngsters to try something like that as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's because when you're in Manchester and Glasgow and Leeds and London, then obviously there's loads of sheep hanging about. They hang about street corners and they say, £10.
They give some ideas, though.
Looking for any business, sir?
Hmm?
Looking for any business?
Yeah, sheep. Nobody has sex with sheep. Not even in... Trust me.
A guy phoned you the other night.
Wait a minute. Trust me on this one small thing, okay? Not even in Pit Lockery.
As I was listening to one of your callers, this isn't what I wanted to talk about, but I just want to say quickly, he was talking about that thing in America, in California, that fire.
Who did?
Some bloke was talking about the fires, and they reckon it was an arsonist.
On my show?
Wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. I think he just briefly mentioned it. Well, I don't know if you know...
Oh, was it in the news, maybe?
No, it might be in the news, yeah.
No, I don't listen to the news.
That might be it. Well, that might be it, yeah. But you know, some guy actually died trying to rescue his cat.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know, but doesn't it...
Is he actually dead now?
Yeah, he died.
Right.
And I mean, I just hope the cat's all right, you know? I mean, like, I hope it was worth it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I didn't feel that you could keep a straight face. No, but it's not funny, though. It's not funny. If you have joined us, by the way, late, then you should know that from now on the phones start at 10 due to popular demand. I know it sounds implausible that I would actually listen to what the people... What?
Is this a recording?
Of who?
Oh, thank God for that. Right, I'm through to you. Right, can I have a chat on the radio?
You're chatting on the radio right now.
Right at this very minute?
I think so.
Right, I'll throw it to you. Right, can I have a chat on the radio?
Okay, good one, pal.
Hello? Yeah? I want to tell you a story about something that really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's this guy, and he did a bet, and he put a banger up his arse and lit it, and it went off, and he won the bet. And that's the truth.
Great, okay.
All right.
Yeah, and as soon as he,
And then yeah. Obviously eject it if you're not.
Please, don't use the word eject in that context.
I'm sorry.
Say goodbye.
Okay, but Nick, can I just ask you?
Yeah.
Why are you such a tit?
Yeah.
Because a lot of
is that, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can.
Is what you just said funny where you live?
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
I was driving on my way home from the dog track tonight, listening to your programme.
Did you win?
Yeah, the dog came in first, yeah. Blinding. Yeah, you know, I've just thought of a couple of good jobs for you when you get past your sell-by date.
Yes.
Well, I thought of you, a union official.
Union official, yeah.
Lawyer? Or Prime Minister, maybe?
Prime Minister?
Well, you've got a distinctive voice, a bit like old Maggie there. Don't let anyone get in a word in edgeways, do you?
Well, that's quite answer. Right.
No, you've got an answer for everything. You're a bit of a bigot, full of crap. And you get rid of people when you're in a corner, so I suppose you'll be telling me to go now.
I'm a bigot?
Yeah.
Okay, now is that something that you just, like, threw out, or do you have any evidence to back that up?
What, when I listen to you on your programme, which is most evenings, yeah, I think you'd make those three jobs would suit
No, wait a minute, you accuse me of being a bigot, so explain.
Well, I think you are. I think you're very self-opinionated.
Oh, and because I'm self-opinionated, that makes me a bigot?
Yeah, of course it does.
You don't even know what the word bigot means.
Never mind, but
yeah, but you're just going to say it anyway and see, never mind.
Yeah, never
and
mind.
You thought that I was going to, like, just dump you because you had the audacity to call me a bigot, and I was going to, oh, I'm going to, like, run away from this.
Yeah.
And how about you explain what you mean when you say bigot, and then suddenly you don't really, actually, by the way, don't really know what the word bigot means.
Oh, never mind.
Would you do me a favor, pal? Would you just, like, drop dead? Thought he was cute. He had all this stuff. He'd written it down, and oh, I'm really going to get in with this because I'm going to get all this stuff, and then he's going to dump me, and I will have won, right? If I'm a bitch, you know, of all the words to call me, you can call me ignorant or an arsehole or opinionated, but bigot, not really. I'm sorry, but you're wrong there, mate. Just happened to pick on the wrong one. Go look it up. And looks like we have a call in London.
Sure.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, which is what I said 7 seconds ago. Speak to me now.
Hello there.
Yes.
Hello.
Let me say it again. Yes. Speak
to me now. Hello there. Gong.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more chance. You're going to speak to me, or you're just going to be like a chronic
yes,
pain in
hello
the
there.
You're
going
to listen
hello,
to the radio,
yeah.
Or you're listen to me over the phone. Okay, Jesus. He said hello there, and then he's waiting to hear himself say hello there 7 seconds later so he could carry on with what he was going to say. We'd still be here next week. Stoked.
Hello, I'd just like
That's
to say...
That's very well done. The timing was great. I said it's you, and you came right in there. That's excellent. So
Mr. Abbott,
start.
Can I have a word now, please? Mr. Abbott? Hello?
Yes.
I'd just like to say that it's good news that, Britain has cut its nuclear weapons by three quarters.
Okay, well, that sounded like more than one word to me, pal.
Well, it might be more than one, but this country's heading in the right direction at last. And let's hope there's a nuclear-free world within, say, 20 years.
Yeah, we're heading in the right direction. Let's hope that somebody like you is not at the tiller, okay?
Yeah.
Right then, let's have a call in Glasgow.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Nick, how's it going?
It's going good.
I would just like to tell you, could I have a few minutes to explain that I have seen the light?
You've seen the light?
The light. Not a light, the light.
Now, what, have you been sending money to Morris?
No, nothing like that. It's my guru.
Your guru?
Yes, I just want to express my love for him across the world.
Yes.
It's Jimmy Pilkey. He's above us all. Well, he's above me, because he lives in the flat above me, but apart from that, he's great.
Jimmy Pilkey?
The Jimmy Pilkey.
But who is that? Is this anybody that anybody knows apart from you?
What? Everybody knows about Jimmy.
I don't know. Shall I carry on with this? Thumbs up or down?
He's a deep culture.
Nah, thumbs down. Sorry, mate. Try again next time. Bye-bye. What's this? Yeah, this is the 10-minute extended dance mix. Now, what was that track? Do you have any idea? Now, that could be a contest now. If I could care less. Yeah, call me in now and you win absolutely nothing whatsoever. Reading!
Hello, is that Mick?
Yes.
Hello, Mick. Do you know anything about cooking? Honestly, man, I'm into chicken Kiev. I love chicken Kiev. Right? Do you know anything about cooking?
No.
I have a cooking in colour. I have a Hamlet cooking, but it's in black and white. The chicken's just gone. I'd love to know. Do you know it's about cooking? Ex-teacher. Yeah, but you mustn't do this to me.
Okay, that was an interesting call to have right at the end there. You name any type of work you care to name, and I've done it. Like, you know, building work. I've done everything.
Well, I've been in this job for I left school, you know, and it's me.
And you still get treated like shit?
I've been
I'm
holding it. I'm really.
If he can sing it, I can say it. That's something I never thought I'd say, but I did just slip down. Now I'm annoyed. Okay, listen, mother, best of luck. What can I say? Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
And the reason why I haven't had a job, you know, hardly at all in the last 10 years is because people are too frightened to touch me. The reason is because I don't know what I'm going to say any more than anybody else does. I just open my mouth and it just pours out, and that really frightens people, you know, understandably. I mean, that's why we've got the man at the top of the hour saying that, you know, the opinions of Nick Abbott, etc. Because if I don't know what I'm going to say next, then that causes a little consternation, a little concern in the building. So, you know, it's not like I make a note of what, I don't even think of them as catchphrases. It's other people have said that. It's just something that I say. I mean, just in my ordinary, everyday life, I say, yes, shit. I just said that again. That's two S's in 2 days.
You take the yellow pill 3 times a day, yeah?
Yeah, I sweat. Since I've been taking this cough relief, I have been on my worst behavior.
William?
Yes.
William. Come on, Nick.
Wait a minute.
Just come out on that, Alf.
Don't say a word. Hang on. Because I have to,
I'm too fast for it.
I'm not,
Come on, I'll bet you're good
I'm
looking.
I'm not sorted. Wait a minute.
Get yourself sorted, mate.
I'm not sorted yet.
Alright,
guys,
go and have it out then. Back about.
Did he say the word?
No, sorry, I apologise for the word.
You did say it, didn't you? I don't believe it.
I apologise for the word.
And I have the delay system on and everything. I was doing something else and you did just slipped out. Don't you ever say that again.
Okay. Sorry, Nick.
So.
Sorry.
What?
I've just come out and noticed, mate, the Willing Colour Experience, so fast you find yourself.
What? No, wait. I didn't understand a word of what you just said. Speak into the telephone and enunciate clearly.
Hello, Nick, if you want it that way. Yeah.
And speak up.
Yeah, and speak very loud now. You allowed me. I've just come out of the night owl, say, very popular boy, obviously, because you plugged me for a come out of the night owl. So everyone phoned me up and told me that I'm the...
Yes. That you talk your talk.
Is that Nick Abbott?
Yeah.
Am I talking to the real world? Yeah.
Are you talking to the real world?
Yeah, the real world, yeah.
I'm beginning to get a little worried about you.
Yeah, that's it. I ain't got no medication.
You haven't got any medication?
No.
And the shops are shut.
They shot me. Plug me in
and,
a minute.
Now you're really in trouble.
I like because I'm good looking and fast. I can sing, I can dance, I can talk, I can walk, and I can entertain. I'm brilliant. Anyone that looks at me must get a most beautiful vision, because this boy is just too much, he's just too strong, in personality, in softness, in niceness, and you've just got to look at me and hear my talk, and if anyone don't like that, well then they are looking for lunatics.
And it sounds to me as though that's exactly what they found. There was a young lady of D who went down to the river to swim. A man in a punt stuck an oar in her eye, and now she wears glasses, you see.
What?
So, no, as long as you're honest with me, yeah, I'll do anything you like. What do you want?
Nick, I'm totally honest with you. It's just like giving them time checks, yeah?
So, yeah, exactly. So what is it that you need?
I just want you to say, this is Nick Abbott on the Christmas show at the Prince Philip Hospital, Radio BGM. That's the name of the hospital radio station.
Are the tapes rolling?
We're rolling now.
And what's your name?
Chris Smith.
Chris Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, what you have to do is, Chris, if you're going to make it in radio, you have to have two first names. So call yourself Chris John or something like that, okay? All right, this is Nick Abbott for that unbelievable asshole, Chris Smith, on Radio BGM.
Nick, that was perfect, man.
Yeah, you're going to have to edit the middle bit out because otherwise the people in the heart ward are going to be just like dropping like flies. And this is a call in Welwyn Garden City.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello, is that Nick?
Yeah.
It's Trudy here from Welwyn Garden City.
Trudy!
Hello, how are you?
Okay, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm just a listener.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a bit offended by your remarks about Frank Sinatra, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that, then?
Because, what credentials have you got to criticise him?
What credentials does anybody have to criticise anybody? So in other words, I have to be able to sing better than Frank to criticise him?
No, not many people could sing better than him. And
a lot of people can sing better than him now.
A lot of people can sing better than him now. Could you ever sing as good as him when he was younger?
What did I just say? That I said that he was one of my favourite artists. He has produced some fantastic albums. The album comes. The album Come Swing With Me, one of my favourite albums in the entire history of the world.
Which one? The latest one?
No, Come Swing With Me.
Oh, yeah.
But that duets album is embarrassing.
I don't think
because the bloke just can't sing anymore.
I beg to differ. He is one of the greats. He's got charisma, and I think
yes, he is one of the greats. Yes, he does have charisma, but he's too old to do it now. He just can't do it.
To do it, what have you ever done? What gives you the credentials?
No, you asked me that already, and I did answer you. You asked me a question. Let me answer it.
Well, go on then. You didn't qualify. Well,
shut up and let me answer it.
I will shut up. So answer it then.
My answer is, what credentials does anybody have to criticise anybody else? My question back to you is, and which you didn't answer, do I have to be able to sing better than Frank to criticise him?
No, you don't.
Well, then what's the point of asking me the question, then?
My point of asking you the question is that you are a DJ, and you are on the air, and you're speaking to loads and loads of people, loads and loads of listeners.
Yeah.
And what have you ever done? You're in quite a qualified position, so what gives you the right to slag off someone like Sinatra? People like him that give you the job you're doing. So what gives
Frank
you the
right? Sinatra gave me this job? I don't think so.
People like him did give you that job. Of course they gave you that job, and I think you should pay a bit of respect.
You are just not listening to me. You're not listening to word that I'm saying.
Well, I'm not listening to someone who's talking absolute rubbish.
Well, I'm not. You just won't even pause to take a breath, will you? Listen to me
I'm going to
put it in words that even somebody like you can understand, okay? Frank Sinatra is one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Even someone like me can understand.
Yeah, precisely. Are you with me so far?
I do hope that you're not childish enough to hang up. After you've said this.
Listen to me.
Yeah?
He has produced some of the best albums ever, okay?
Mm.
But at the moment, he just can't do it. It's like Bob Dylan. They should give it up because they're past their peak. They passed their peak years ago.
Well, I agree with
you. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing because he was so great and he ain't great no more.
Well, may I just say something?
Please.
Am I allowed to? I agree with you as far as Bob Dylan is concerned, but I totally disagree with you about Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. Well, you've just, like, said what you said a moment ago, so am I allowed to repeat what I've just said?
What's the point of repeating
the point?
It?
My whole point is, what gives you the right, somebody...
This is the third
is
time.
...on the airwaves, what gives you the right, and all you've said is a pathetic, inane remark like...
Yes.
Well, should I sing better than Sinatra? Does that give me the right?
Okay.
What I'm saying is that you're a DJ, and I don't think you have got the right to say something like that about a great artist like Frank Sinatra, and that album wouldn't have even sold for the fact, apart from the fact that he was on it. Who the hell did you think was going to sell the album? People like Bono.
Oh, yeah, but I think Bono, actually, Bono sells a lot more albums than Frank Sinatra.
Well,
time to wake up and smell the coffee. What the hell are you thinking of? Bono doesn't sell very many albums these days. Yeah, he only happens to be the biggest group in the world.
May I say something?
You've been speaking virtually non-stop for about 5 minutes. Go ahead, say something else.
Are you going to put the phone down?
That's the second time you've said that.
Well,
you're getting really boring.
It's a trick that you do, isn't it? Put the phone down.
Only on people that are really like crashing the show to a halt, which is what's happening right now. But carry on, please.
Right. What I was saying was, I'm not saying that you two don't sell albums, because of course they do.
No, that's exactly what you said. You said, who else is going to sell that album? You said, is Bono going to sell it?
Yeah, because it was a Sinatra album. It was not a U2 album.
Well, what
album.
Is Stuart? You say that I'm saying a name thing, so who's going to sell a Frank Sinatra album but Frank Sinatra? That's the stupidest
that
thing
right.
You've said so far.
You've got that right. You are saying inane things, because you said in your comments about 10 minutes ago, when I was driving along in my car and got home and couldn't wait to phone you.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you didn't have a crash on the way home. I mean, I'm just like in such
relief. I really, really pray that you don't have a crash on the way
precisely.
Home either.
Carry
but
on.
The thing is that you said about 10 minutes ago, Frank Sinatra's competing with brilliant singers like Bono and Aretha Franklin.
No, that's completely wrong. I said that Bono was not a good singer.
I'd like to play back what you said, because I can remember what you said.
No, you can't. I specifically said that Aretha Franklin could sing, but I didn't think that Bono was that great a singer.
Why were people so anxious to get on that album? Tell me that question.
Because it's the name Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. And what does the name Frank Sinatra mean?
It means everything that Frank Sinatra has ever done, which is not to say that this is not the same as saying that he's great now. He used to be great, but he's lost it.
Why do you think he's lost it?
Because he's too old. That's what happens when you get old.
Oh,
you
so
lose your voice and you lose your faculties. And I think that you are aging so rapidly that you've lost it completely.
I'm aging, am I? I'm 23 years old, and I'm aging.
Well, mentally, no question about it. And you know, and you know what you were looking forward to for me cutting you off? Well, here's the news. It just happened. Because we were going to go around in circles for just hours and hours and hours. And just any moment now, she was going to ask me again, what right do I have to say anything? What right does anybody have to pass comment on anybody? What, do you have to, like, apply for the right now? Have to have a license, maybe, to write to John Major for the right to criticize Frank Sinatra. What the hell are you talking about? I'm just voicing an opinion. And if you don't like it, then tune to another station. But just generally, just drop dead, would you please? And don't ever call this show again. Talk about a pain in the arse. That was that was about the most annoying call I've ever taken my whole life. Ah! Call your local radio station, darling. They are just like desperate for your call. They'll keep you on for hours and hours and hours on end.
Well, it's very plain, you know. It's just a big hole for your pee-pee to come out of, you know. And that's about your lot and the flap at the back.
A flap at the back?
A flap at the back.
Now, why do they need a flap? Why can't you just, like, take them down?
Well, if you want to go for a shit, what do you have?
Well, it's... just what you'd expect from an army bloke, isn't it? Glasgow.
Hello, how you doing?
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, so what's the idea then, mate?
Pardon?
What's a bit of pardon?
This bloke's been hanging on a long time. Shame he had absolutely nothing to say.
Okay. Why am I phoning you up? You got a
I'm supposed to know the answer to that?
Huh? Yeah, you got cue cards there. You've been told why I'm phoning you.
No, why aren't
I? I don't like homosexuals. I think they're a pain in the ass.
Well, is that supposed to be a cute joke?
No, it ain't supposed to be a cute joke. I used to sell hot dogs in New Orleans, Lucky Dogs. And they put me on a corner where all the queers go, and I don't like them.
Well, yeah, I think that most queers and anybody else with a half a brain would not like you, you fascistic bigot. I'm supposed to be nice to the bloke because he's a dwarf? Forget it. Understand it from my point of view, okay? I'm going to be speaking to you for anything between 5 seconds and a couple of minutes, and then you're going to be gone, probably forever. We'll never meet again, so it really doesn't matter whether your name is Susan or Alec.
Yeah.
Do you understand how much time, your precious airtime that you just, like, thrown away now?
Yeah.
So, we don't have any more time for this call, so moving straight along. No, carry on. Oh, she put the phone down. People take me so literally, it's great. Liverpool.
Hello.
For the
Hello there.
Yes.